أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه فويل للقاسية قلوبهم من ذكر الله أولئك في ضلال مبين. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء ومن يضلل الله فما له من هاد. أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون. كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون.
Is the one whose heart Allah Ta'ala has opened to accept Islam. Hence he receives a continuous light from his Rabb, the same to the one whose heart has been closed. Then woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. These people are in a clear error. When Allah Ta'ala opens the heart of a person, then his yearning, his longing towards righteousness begins to grow, until righteousness and acts of virtue become natural in him. And sin and wrong, as he builds up a strong aversion against wrong and sin. Sahaba Ikram had inquired, is there an indication for this that Allah Ta'ala has opened this person's heart? And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi explained, you will see that person, al-inabati ila daril khulud wa tajafi anid daril ghurur. That person will be longing to the hereafter, interested in all the matters pertaining to the hereafter, and he'll be disinterested towards this world. وَالتَّأَهُبُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ, and he will be preparing for death before its arrival. So this is an indication that that person's heart has been open. One is the person whose heart has been open. So he is receiving a continuous light and a support from Allah Ta'ala to accept the truth. The more he progresses, the more his heart yearns and longs for the truth, for righteousness and for virtue to progress. And the path of righteousness becomes clear that he receives this light as well. So he doesn't have any type of reservations and doubts in his mind about the truth. So one is this class of person, and you get another class whose heart has been hardened. So his heart is closed, his heart is hardened. Whatever is presented before him, his heart just rejects it. There is no possibility, no means for the heart to accept the truth. Allah Ta'ala sends down a book, the best of messages, consistent with itself in its subject matter, in its eloquency and flow, repeated verses conveying the same message, and the hearts of those who fear their Rabb tremble thereat. Thereafter their skins and heart soften down for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So the message is repeated, and the message is also consistent with itself. Then when the believers listen to the word of Allah Ta'ala, then they are overawed and overwhelmed as a result, that their skin stand on end out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Then when they listen to the kindness, the compassion of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, then the hearts settle down, the skin settle down again towards the word of Allah Ta'ala. They turn towards the word of Allah Ta'ala, and ذَلِكَ هُدَى اللَّهِ This is the guidance of Allah Ta'ala. He guides there with whomever He pleases, and whom Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray can have no guide. Then is the one who will guard himself against the miserable punishment of the hereafter with his face. In other words, his hands will be fastened with chains. When a person is confronted with any type of punishment, then he tries to defend himself with his hands and feet. But if his hands and feet both are tied, then how will he receive the punishment? How will he save himself? So he will receive the punishment straight. The punishment will go direct to his face. وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ And it will be said to the sinners, taste the fruit of what you have earned. People before them had also rejected the truth, and the punishment had come to them from directions that they had least perceived. So Allah Ta'ala gave them a taste of disgrace in this life, and the punishment of the hereafter is far worse had they only known. And Allah Ta'ala sets a parable of all things in the Quran, parables of all situations that they may take heed. This is an Arabic Quran, without any crookedness, that they may guard themselves against wrong and disobedience. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلَ رَجُلًا فِي شُرَكَاءَ Then Allah Ta'ala sets a parable again of a man belonging to partners with variance amongst themselves. They are disputing, quarreling amongst themselves, and the partners themselves are unjust and aggressive. So this slave of theirs, he is lost all the time. He doesn't know who to please and who not to please, because the partners themselves are disputing all the time. They are quarreling amongst themselves. So he's concerned, if I'm going to please this one, then that one will be displeased. If I please that one, then this will become angry. So he is lost, he is perplexed, he doesn't know what to do. So this is the simile of the idolater, that if he is worshipping one idol, then he doesn't know what the other will say. And he's worshipping the other, then he doesn't know how he will respond. So he's always constantly in a state of confusion. So this is one class of person who's belonging to partners at variance with themselves, and another person that is belonging entirely to one single master that is kind and understanding. So obviously he will be calm, he will be collected and composed. He knows that I am answerable to just one master, and I just have to please him. So this is the simile of the Muslim that he is righteous. It is just Allah Ta'ala that he is concerned about, and there is no, na'uzu billah, any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to become mentally disturbed and perplexed. هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَانِ مَثَلًا Can they both be the same in comparison? All praise be to Allah Ta'ala, but most of them do not understand this. Indeed, you will die, and they will also die. Then, on the day of Qiyamah, will you people settle your disputes in the presence of your Rabb? Death is inevitable, and it is just a phase that you have to go through. What you need to understand is how will you fare on the other end? After you have reached your actual destination, then how are you going to fare? This is what you're supposed to be concerned about. In the Rabbikum tahtasimun, you will settle your disputes in the presence of your Rabb on the day of Qiyamah. Man will come with a lot of deeds, namaz, roza, etc. And then he would have robbed someone, cheated someone, was unfair towards someone. He engaged in ghibat and gossip. As a result, all those that he had wronged will take away all his rewards, and he will be loaded at the end with their sins. So, to be concerned of that moment, when you're going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without any defense, without anyone supporting you, anyone defending you, how do you fare at that moment? So on that day Allah Ta'ala will take the decision, and then will people realize that who is the person, that who is the greater wrongdoer than the one that utters a lie about Allah Ta'ala, doesn't have the knowledge, he doesn't have the understanding, he doesn't have conclusive evidence, but he utters a lie against Allah Ta'ala, and the one وَكَذَّبَ بِالصِّدْقِ that rejects the truth when it comes to him, is there not an abode in Jahannam for the disbeliever, for the kafir? And the one that brings the truth and confirms it, then these are the ones that are righteous, for them would be all that they desire for in the presence of their Rabb, and such is the reward of those who do right. لِيُكَفِّرَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ أَسْوَأَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا so that Allah Ta'ala may blot out their evil works, whatever wrong they have been doing, the worst of deeds that they have been doing, but because of their iman and because of their tawbah and because of their righteousness, Allah Ta'ala will wipe out and blot out all their wrongs and reward them for their best deeds. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا is not Allah Ta'ala enough for his servant? And they frighten you with gods besides him, and whom Allah Ta'ala leads to stray can find no guide. What a beautiful and excellent verse. That is not Allah Ta'ala enough for his servant? This may have been initially referring to the Buddhist or to the idolater. The people will frighten you when you have turned to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and they frighten you in this manner, that beware of some catastrophe and some calamity befalling you from our idols. But a similar statement is made by people today, whether believing or non-believing, but similar type of statements, that when you are working or you are conducting yourself or you're relating it to anybody, so people begin to warn you and threaten you that you have to listen to him. And if you don't, then you see what will be the consequence. So Allah Ta'ala says, it's not Allah Ta'ala enough for his servant. They are warning you or frightening you with other things and consequences. If you're not going to listen to your boss, you're not going to be taking some type of finance, you're not going to get involved in some type of a cover and insurance or interest and usury, then you see what is going to be the consequence. So يُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِن دُونِي they frighten you with gods and with things besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so whom Allah Ta'ala leaves to stray, he can find no guide, and whom Allah Ta'ala guides will find none to lead astray. And is not Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala exalted in might, mighty in distribution?